Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, June 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Lake Wales Police Department has obtained an arrest warrant for Tex Gifford, age 40, of Sebring, for the murder of Bruce Spry, age 42, of Bradenton. During the investigation, police learned Gifford was involved in a verbal argument with Spry earlier in the evening on Sunday, June 20th. Afterward, Gifford walked away from the immediate area. He then returned within the hour, walking up to Mr. Spry, who was sitting on the tailgate of a pickup, and began firing at him. Gifford shot Mr. Spry at least six times in this senseless and heinous act of violence on Father's Day. Gifford has been charged with first-degree murder, and police are asking for the public's help in locating this dangerous individual. Additional charges are pending as this investigation progresses. Gifford should be considered armed and dangerous. Anyone who knows his whereabouts is asked to immediately call 911 and notify law enforcement of his location. Heartland Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to his arrest. If you have any information that could assist in this investigation, please call 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or from a cell phone, you can dial **TIPS. All communication with Heartland Crime Stoppers is confidential and anonymous. Your local events: if you'd like to network with potential employers in a career, then you can visit the Wauchula Train Depot this Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a Hardy County hiring event sponsored by Career Source Heartland. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area: Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred. The R.E. Michael Company is looking for a delivery driver. Requirements include a valid driver's license, the ability to successfully complete and pass a required DOT physical, and a satisfactory and safe driving record. An eye specialist of Mid-Florida is looking for a special testing technician. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father.
First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 96 with intermittent clouds, a 7% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is very humid, 57%. The dew point 70. Cloud cover 67%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight with lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. Tuesday, partly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with an 80% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The EPA and the Army have announced their intent to revise the definition of the waters of the United States. The action reflects the agency's intent to initiate a new rulemaking process that restores the protections in place before the 2015 WOTUS implementation. Georgia Farm Bureau and American Farm Bureau Federation supported measures in the Navigable Waters Protection Rule rolled out in 2020. Both maintain the 2015 rule was regulatory overreach that violated landowners' private property rights. Well, despite the global economic slowdown during the 2020 pandemic, total agricultural lending by U.S. farm banks remained strong at $98.6 billion, down by only 1.8% from the year before. According to AgriMarketing.com, the American Bankers Association's annual Farm Bank Performance Report attributed the change to a 6.7% decline in ag production loans. A sharp decline in China's pork prices is a significant concern for the world's pork exporting countries, including the U.S. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer says the key to maintaining overall export growth is rebuilding pork consumption in markets outside of China. Borer says when China's pork demand surged following the African swine fever outbreaks, pork consumption pulled back in other markets. She says as the least China-reliant pork exporter, there are excellent opportunities to rebuild that demand.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The COVID-19 pandemic made clear that the U.S. food supply chain should be fortified against future disruptions. But for many ranchers, the consolidation of the meatpacking industry also plays a large role in the resilience of both their businesses and the food supply chain. Justin Tupper, Vice President of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, testified before a Senate Ag Committee hearing examining markets, transparency, and prices from cattle producer to consumer.
They talk about efficiency. So many times today, the packer does not even send a buyer out to any of those feed yards, especially the smaller ones. I can't tell you how many producers tell me they can't even get one of the other packers to come bid.
Kansas Angus cattle rancher Mark Gardner told the hearing that there are currently too many cattle and too little processing capacity, while applied sciences professor at the University of Missouri, Dr. Mary Hendrickson, told the senators as they continue to investigate meat prices, they should look at who has the power to make decisions.
Those decisions are often controlled within the boards of directors, within the managers of these large food firms. Farmers need to be able to make decisions about where they're going to buy and where they're going to sell. And that decentralization is absolutely imperative if we're going to have a resilient food supply chain.
The North American Meat Institute, which represents meat companies, was not present for the hearing. It says it will submit written testimony to show that market fundamentals drive the cattle and beef markets.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tune in to Tennessee, August 10th through 12th, 2021, for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing mostly higher on Wall Street, giving the S&P 500 its biggest weekly gain since February. The benchmark index rose 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.7%. The NASDAQ slipped 0.1%. All three indexes rose 2% or more for the week. The Dow's gains were driven by a surge in Nike, which reported blowout earnings late Thursday and gave investors a strong outlook for the year. Nike jumped 15.5%. FedEx fell 3.6% after the company announced it would increase its spending to reduce delays. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 237 points to close at 34,433. The NASDAQ lost 9 points to 14,360. The S&P 500 was up 14 to 4,280. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The PGA's Travelers Championship, Harris English the winner after he birdied the eighth hole of a sudden-death win, beating Kramer Hickok. English says he knew he couldn't give away any strokes during that playoff.
In playoff situation and match play scenarios like that, you got to be ready for anything. I expected Kramer to hole every single putt, and just trying to stay in it, and I felt like I fought pretty hard and had a couple chances to get it done, but finally after number eight, we got it done.
Lengthy playoff came after both birdied the final hole of regulation to force the extra holes. It matched the second longest sudden-death playoff in PGA Tour history and the longest since the 1949 Motor City Open. Steve Stricker wins the Bridgestone Seniors Player Championship at Firestone, his second win of the year, third major title. SRN Sports. In the NBA, Chris Middleton scored 20 of his playoff career high, tying 38 points in the fourth quarter to help lead the Bucks to a 113-102 win over the Hawks for a 2-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Trae Young scored 35 points for Atlanta but was slowed in the final period after injuring his right ankle after stepping on an official's foot late in the third. Middleton then scored 10 points and a 13-3 run in the fourth that gave Milwaukee the lead. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 33 points for the Bucks, who trailed most of the game before surging in the fourth quarter. Game four is Tuesday in Atlanta. Up 3-1, the Suns can close out their Western Conference Finals with the Clippers in Game 5 Monday night when they play in Phoenix. And the NHL drops the puck Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals Monday night in Tampa Bay with the Lightning and the Canadiens going at it on the ice. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: I don't understand why people get attacked by sharks. I mean, can they not hear the music playing? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.